Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Over the weekend on Saturday, we had two runoff election races for city council, District 5 and District 8. And there was a lot of hoopla and anxiety going into those elections. And finally, we do have winners. Talking to me right now about that is our reporter for the covering the city beat, Ryan Lloyd. Welcome to The Source, Ryan.
Thank you very much for having me on, Dave.
So the results, we have now two new faces on city council. David Medina is no longer. He had a two-term council member. He was defeated by Shirley Gonzalez, the local pawn shop owner. And then we had Reed Williams in District 8 decided not to run for re-election. We had a showdown between two candidates. It was Rolando Briones and it was Ron Nuremberg, and Ron Nuremberg became out the victor.
So, that's right. He won by, I think, more than 500 votes in that one. And, you know, Reed Williams, I wonder what he's thinking. I haven't talked to him yet, but, you know, he had to stay on the council about another, month or 3 weeks to wait till this runoff happened. And now we know that Ron Nuremberg will be taking over the seat this Thursday.
And we know that Reed Williams did not support. He actually backed the other candidate, Rolando Briones. So we'll see. But I know that Ron has already, what is he saying now that after all this, it was very divisive in this district. So what's he going to do now to try and reunite the district?
Yeah, you know, I actually talked to him over the weekend and he said that he's going to start really kind of getting those relationships going. You know, you need six votes on the city council to get a policy, you know, heard. And then you need to get that passed. You need support. So he has said that he's already really sat down with many of the council members, had coffee with them. I think he's going to really focus on trying to get, you know, kind of get a ground at the first part of this to try to see how the council works. And he's going to attend the budget meeting that's tomorrow, the last city budget meeting that, you know, involves the community putting their input on what they want to see the city funding.
The number to call is 614-8980. If you've voted, if you're happy with the turnout, if you didn't, weren't not even in these districts, but still very interested in what's going on with the city council and what these two new faces on city council means for San Antonio, are you outraged? Are you entertained? Are you hopeful? 614-8980. And with Shirley Gonzalez taking over for David Medina, I mean, these are two new people in city council. And what do you think this means for the direction of the city council, or is it shifting one side to another or another?
You know, I think that for the most part, I asked Ron Nuremberg what his position was on some of the issues that are currently, you know, being tackled by the council. One of those is District 1 Councilman Bernal. He's trying to get an anti-discrimination ordinance passed within the city that really kind of levels the playing field for city employees or anyone who contracts work with the city. And Nuremberg said that he is going to support that. I'm not sure what Williams's position was. So I think we're going to see a little bit more in the way of Nuremberg supporting the majority of the council. You had the three-pack before. You had Williams supporting Souls and Elisa Chan, and they all kind of ran in that more conservative block. But I don't think Nuremberg is going to be quite that conservative on the council.
Right. He's going to have to thread the needle on that if he wants to maintain local support. And the accusation going into election that he was a full-blown progressive liberal.
Right. That's
type.
What Briones was accusing him of, yeah.
But it is interesting that that issue of the LGBT non-discrimination on policy on city council, that pretty much defined the two races. I know that Shirley Gonzalez was in support of that ordinance, making sure that there was no discrimination. David Medina was not ready to say one way or the other, but everyone pretty much knew that he suspected that he was against it. And that's pretty much also was reflected with the District 8 candidate. So, I mean, I'm wondering if that was the issue that kind of put both of these candidates over the top in the runoff.
Yeah, it could be. You know, David Medina, when the issue came to governance committee on the anti-discrimination issue, he said he wanted to hold off to see he had more time to talk to constituents. The folks who came out in support of the anti-discrimination ordinance from Get Equal Texas, they said, you know, he's had 2 years to do this because they've been working with Bernal, they said, for about 2 years to try to get this ordinance written. So they said he had plenty of time to do it. He was just kind of stalling, I think, in a holding pattern until the election was over to he how he wanted to react to that.
Now, you have talked to Rolando Briones.
Yeah.
What is his plan now?
Well, he told me actually today that he has no plans to run for office again. He said that he wants to spend time with his family, focus on his business. He's an engineer, and he actually has several contracts with the city as an engineer. He said he hasn't really worked a full day on his work in a year. So he's going to get back to that, try to focus on his family and the business. He says he's still active on two HOAs in his district, District 8. So he wants to, or he thinks he'll probably cross paths with Nuremberg at some point and hopefully, you know, he said maybe get along.
Right. But there was a lot of money that was spent in that race that Rolando Briones outspent Ron Nuremberg 4-1. And that those are just the preliminary numbers. We won't know the final tally and for the deadline for the paperwork filing is not for a while. Why so much money spent on that race?
You know, that's the question, I think. You know, they're sending out mailers. They're having town hall forums. They're doing all this stuff.
And buying TV time.
Buying TV time.
At least for Briones, but not Nuremberg.
Right. I think Briones spent a lot of money on those TV ads during at least the general election. I don't think I saw any during the runoff election, but I know there was a lot during the general election. You know, he just put a lot of fuel behind it. I'm not exactly sure what the intent was. So much money on a city council city.
Another side story to that race was this anonymous mailer that went out in District 8 making a lot of accusations about Ron Nuremberg. And I'm wondering if that backfired on whoever sent out that anonymous mailer, but it did have a lot of language that was similar to some robocalling that was done by the Briones campaign.
Yeah, Briones' campaign, actually, they flat out denied that it was from them. They said, everything that we're putting out there, we're going to claim because this is, you know, this is coming from us. This is what we want to put our message out. They said, this is not us. We didn't do it.
And in District 5, David Medina and Shirley Gonzalez taking over. Why do you think that was such an intense race?
Well, because a lot of people were dissatisfied with David Medina in his, I guess, actions over the last 2 years. They said he missed a lot of council meetings. He wasn't responsive to their calls. Patty Radel, who was a former District 5 council person.
Now on SAISD board.
Now on SAISD, she threw her support behind Gonzalez and said, you know, Medina, I think early on she didn't want to really say, but she came out later and said, I'm supporting.
It's interesting how that broke down with the early voting numbers coming out so strongly for Medina, and then it was the day of voting that really carried Shirley Gonzalez, and she had must have gotten at least 70% of the day of votes to make up the lost ground and to get the, what was it, 114 margin?
It was. He was up clear up until the polls closed, and then after the polls closed, the precincts started coming in, and then she kind of inched up inch by inch.
And during that time where it looked like she may not win at the party that she was at, her election watch party, she announced to the crowd that she was may not win the race, but at least she's got good news that she's going to have a child. So that's But now she's got both.
Now she has both. Now, I guess you'll have to factor out how she's going to work both of those into a city council.
So tell us what happens now at city council.
Okay, so this Thursday, they're going to canvass the election results. David Medina and Councilman Reed Williams will still be at the dais. They're going to canvass the results. They're going to, you know, swear in the new council people. So Gonzalez and Nuremberg will get up on the dais so they can make the votes for that day. Then they're going to have a blessing of the council on, I think it's Thursday at San Fernando Cathedral. And then on Friday, they're going to have a special ceremony for all of the council. And we remember, we do have three new faces on the council. Leticia Ozuna was defeated by Rebecca Villagran in District 3.
So three new faces.
Three new faces.
And we'll see what direction that takes the San Antonio City Council in for the next couple of years.
That's right. We'll see how it goes.
All right. Ryan Lloyd, a reporter for the City Beat here on Texas Public Radio, KSTX. Thanks for your insight.
Thank you very much.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about low T, low testosterone, those treatments, what they're not telling you in the advertisement for this. This is The Source on KSTX.